Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're back to the lines, and we have Mark from the SAC, my friend. Mark from the SAC, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I don't quite know where the anti-Semitism that produced that document out there, that was handed out, you're talking about there, that could easily come from the right wing, too, because there's a right wing element of anti-Semitism in this country. I mean, Lon Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, have talked about Jewish space lasers and all that nonsense. But you're right, anti-Semitism of any sort shouldn't be accepted in this country. And let's remember that the Semitic people include Muslims as well, because there's anti-Muslim attitude in this country as well, coming from the right wing, that shouldn't be tolerated. I mean, George Washington put it perfectly. He said we're not officially, he more or less said, per the Treaty of Tripoli, I think it was, that we're not a Christian nation, that, we're supposed to be freedom of religion in this country. You're supposed to be expressing your matters of conscience in this country freely and without interference from our government, and that's how it should be. And as far as for the debt limit, I mean, that maybe Joe Biden just needs to go out and declare what's constitutional, and the debt limit, as it is set, is not constitutional, because the Constitution guarantees it, that we're responding, the United States is going to pay its debts. Here, and so it says that, I believe it says that right in the, the document itself, that we're going to, the United States will pay its debts, I think,
right. Slight historical correction, Mark. George Washington didn't say that to the Muslims in Tripoli and that we're not a Christian nation. He went to Newport, Rhode Island, which had the oldest synagogue in the country. And he said that Jews were welcome and that we had freedom of religion in the country, which obviously extends to everybody. What happened in Tripoli, remember the Barbary States and the Barbary pirates? Those were Muslim pirates that would tax shipping. And there's a really interesting historical document that came... Thomas Jefferson and I think it was John Jay, they met with Islamic people trying to negotiate the thing in the Barbary States. And they wrote this dispatch that was in the Wall Street Journal at one time, not too long ago. And what it said was, we inquired from the Muslims, in those days they referred to Muslims as Muslims, M-U-S-S-A-L-M-A-N. As to why they waged war on people who hadn't done them any injury. And they responded that it was required by their faith to wage war on others who are apostates and all that kind of thing. Now, that is not something that we ascribe to people today in good faith who want to come here. But my point is, we're not going to put up with jihad, period. We are going to be a jihad-free America. Now, you're absolutely right that there's anti-Semitism on the right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I like it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is. I think Rand Paul is. He's holding up the replenishment of the Iron Dome missile defense for Israel. Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul, is similar. There clearly is some of that. I don't know who handed out these anti-Semitic flyers in the West Coast, but I do know that a lot of the violence that has come recently has come from people from jihadist countries. But thanks for calling in. We're going to the lines. Joe of Tucson, formerly of Stevens Point, my friend. Thank you for calling, Joe. I hope Tucson is a little nicer than we have it up here right now. How? What's on your mind today, Joe of now Tucson?
Hey, Matt. You know what? I really thought you had a great take on Manchin. I think that... And just to bring it to Arizona here, Sinema, like her corporate sellout culture that she is engaging in has netted her like rough polling numbers. She is being beat by four Democrats right now in polling. She's literally stepping on rakes and catching the handle in the face wherever she steps. We need to do that to Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin. You know, like you saw how he handled when Kamala Harris went to West Virginia and started talking about Build Back Better. Boy, that guy freaked out. This is my problem with the Democratic centrist, is they're too milquetoast. Joe Biden dilly-dallying around for a year, like we haven't even got a chance to talk about, the economy is up. The GDP is up. Joblessness is down. I mean, you know, now we've got to get a hold of this Omicron. You know, you don't get a name unless you're, you know, really kind of, you know, something's going on there. But now maybe more transmissible and less lethal. But Joe Biden has got to, he's got to get a hold of this. And what I mean by that is take the vaccine back and go worldwide.
Joe, let me ask you a quick question now that you're in Tucson, because you're a guy who's knowledgeable, and I really would like to know the answer to this. You heard Rocky of Madison say, why don't we recall Manchin? And I think, you know, that takes time. Just give it to me straight. How popular is Sinema down there? When she runs again, will she be primaried? Will we end up with a Republican that's worse? Or do we have a shot at getting a Democrat other than her in there? What is your view on the ground in Tucson, Arizona?
We are hardening the vision of Democratic politics. You know, the policies are what people want. I worked for Kyrsten Sinema in 2018. You know, we all knew at the office that she voted 67% of the time with Republicans. You know, she comes from a Green Party. We all know her background. She's turned sour and corporate and very cold, and it's not working here. And by the way, you know, we just in Tucson, we voted $15 an hour minimum wage. That is tied to the performance of, you know, housing and health care. So
but can she be beaten, Joe? Can she be beaten by a Democrat?
She will be beaten, but as you know better than I do, Matt, we have short memories. But if she is really getting served up, Doug Ducey can't run again here. So we've got a chance as Democrats, and we are moving. By the way, we have had so many California transplants. It's the same thing that's happening in Texas. Well, it happened here in Arizona, and we are turning blue. So this purple nonsense. No, we have to be relevant as Democrats. And
Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to a break, and I need to get somebody else on. I appreciate you calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, man. I'll make this pretty quick. I always enjoy listening to Joe. He's got a great perspective on things. I just want to quickly ask you, if this voter bill doesn't go through, do you think the Republicans have successfully gerrymandered the country in their favor in the congressional districts and maybe in the Senate? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, gerrymandering is the key. If you listen to this show, I interview with Professor Matt Petering, top of the second hour on Thursday. You're going to hear about his algorithm that would give us fair maps, even under the present demographics. But going beyond that, there's a real danger, and I want to put this on everybody's radar, that when they gerrymander the Congress and the state legislatures, there are two congressional provisions that are dangerous. One of them says the state legislators pick the electors, and the other one says if there's a dispute on electors, the Congress in the House decides which wins, and each state gets one vote. And right now there are 30 congressional delegations that are dominated by Republicans. They can put their own senator in, their own president in, regardless of the presidential election. Be very afraid of that. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Stand by for great programming. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.